real crowd favourite, and this man is becoming that with Sydney race fans. He's been good enough to join us bright and early this morning. James McDonald, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Yeah, terrific, and congratulations on a great day, James. It was one of those days when most things seemed to go right for you.
Yeah, they did. It was a great day, and like you said, everything seemed to slip into place, and for those big meetings, it's always a bonus because it's so hard to win. They're all very on pretty much a level playing field, and we're lucky enough to get the breaks when we needed.
James, so many live chances going into yesterday's racing. How do you go about preparing for it? You know, individually, you're sitting down and looking at each race, and is it hard not to get carried away with what might happen on the day?
Yeah, but you don't really think about that, what might happen. It goes by race, and pretty much all the work by preform done at home before I get to the races.
So yeah.
When I get to the races, I try and just keep as relaxed as possible, and just chill out. Don't overthink or overcomplicate things. And
right.
Just keep everything as basic as normal. And it seems a formula that works for me, and I'll probably keep trying to do that.
Because, James, as we know, so many things can go wrong on the day, can't they? And even with Hartnell, just prior to the start, he played up in the barriers, and then mid-race or at the 800-metre mark, he had that issue with a pinion when it broke down, was pulled out of the race, and it caused you to change course. So, again, so many things can go wrong. You need to react basically in the moment, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. And that was a classic example of something going wrong in a race. I thought my hopes were dashed after that little incident at 800. I'm not too sure what happened. Really, it happened that quickly. Mm. It seemed the pinion broke down and pushed off, and I felt I lost a few lengths by just coming back and probably copping a little bit of interference at the same time.
Yep.
But it was no fault to anyone. It was just unfortunate the pinion broke down.
Mm.
My horse was very dominant on the day. He probably outstayed the Japanese, having not a run over the mile and a half. So it was a great team effort to get the horse there, and hopefully he'll go on to bigger and better things like a Melbourne Cup.
James, were you aware of where To The World was throughout the course of the race? Was that the horse that you knew you had to keep your eye on?
Not really, because I learned a lot a couple of years ago by keeping an eye on one horse and then two get up and beat both of us.
So, right, yeah.
That was the year of Done Deal. We finished second that year. And so these races, they're wait for age races. There's nowhere to hide. So one horse doesn't always dominate. I think To The World, I knew where he was for sure. And I knew I had him pretty much covered from the top of the straight, but it was just a matter of outstaying him, and that's what Hartnell did on the day, just a tougher stayer.
Yeah. James, we had John O'Shea on a little bit earlier, and I just posed him the question, where to next for Hartnell, given he's so well weighted in the Sydney Cup? That decision's still to be made. It looks more likely Sydney Cup rather than QE Stakes. I did ask this question during the week. Contributor and Hartnell, you told me they're two very different horses, so In your mind, James, is Contributor more suited to 2000 and Hartnell more likely a Sydney Cup horse?
Yeah, that's right, Ray. I think Contributor, his best distance will be 10 furlongs, a mile to 10 furlongs, and Hartnell's a mile and a half to 2 miles. So we've got a string to every race at the moment, and John just got to keep them ticking along nicely, and which they all are, and I'm sure they'll be presented in fine settles to be very competitive.
If you were given notice, James, could you get down to 52 for Hartnell in the Sydney Cup?
I think I'll be better off not to do it, because I probably could get there, but it'll be out of push. And then at the moment, I feel my body's just so comfortable at the moment, and I feel comfortable on the horse that's riding around 54, 55. So I don't see the point of busting my gut just for one race and then upsetting it. So I feel strong on the horse at the moment, and that's where I want to just keep it.
Understand, yeah.
James, you've been quoted as saying you wanted Frankie Dettori's job when you were a youngster. You looked at that. You've almost got it in many ways. Do you still have that desire perhaps to be a Godolphin jockey and travel the world?
Yeah, for sure. I think if... When I was a 15-year-old kid, I was was doing a speech at a printer school, and they said, "What's your goals?" And I said, "There's only one goal of mine, and that's to have Frankie Dettori's job." And that was as a 15-year-old kid, and now it just shows dreams can come true and
wow.
Goals can be achieved. So even though I haven't probably got it all around the world, Frankie travelled the world, and he had the pick of everything. But I'm happy enough with the pick up down here in Australia, and the horses, as long as they keep going, it's going to be an enjoyable job.
No, exactly. Well, yesterday was an enjoyable day watching you, James. I know it was one of those days you'll long remember. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us bright and early this morning, and more importantly, the best of luck going into the championships at Randwick as well.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, James.
There he is, James McDonald. Fantastic day yesterday. Five winners for him, four for Godolphin, and one for Chris Waller.
And you'll get to travel, Jimmy, because he will go
over. He's going to the UK, isn't he?
Yeah, most likely Godolphin will ask him to go over and ride in late May into June and to July into the Derby Trials and Royal Ascot. William Buick, he was here last week to ride for Godolphin at Rose Hill. He was back in Dubai last night, winning the Dubai World Cup for Godolphin.
Right.
So that's how the stable looks at sort of their jockeys and riding them to where they want them around the world.
I love hearing young sports people who have talk about the times when they vocalise their dreams. There's an old Hebrew word that is abracadabra. You know, the magicians they say abracadabra. It's actually a Hebrew word that means we create what we speak.
Well, he's just
and
done
he,
that.
And he talked about being a 15-year-old saying, "I want that job," and saying it out loud in front of these kids at school. That's a great story when those things come true, isn't it?
It's 8 years later. He's just 23, and that young man has the world at his feet.
Abracadabra, we've got to go to a break, and after that we'll be back with Blake Shin.
What an exciting autumn carnival Sydney is producing. And every Sunday morning, you can catch all the highlights on Racing Retro.
That's right.
Retro is now heard on Sky Sports Radio live at 9 every Sunday with plenty of discussion and guests.
Sydney-based trainers don't normally, historically, send their best two-year-old to Melbourne.
Yeah, be careful with that one because the timing of this Blue Diamond's perfect for the slipper now because it's 3 weeks.
Yes, we'll see.
The stars are shining throughout the Sydney Carnival. Get the complete picture every Sunday morning at 9 on Racing Retro on Sky Sports Radio.
Cab Saddle Up Sundays. Visit some of our most exciting regional destinations.
It's Wellington's turn to saddle up today. Featuring the highlight of the two-day Wellington Boot Racing Carnival, the $100,000 Wellington Boot, plus Oyster and Champagne Bar, Yearling Raffle, Fashions on the Field, Boutique Marquee for the 18 to 30s, live music, kids entertainment and more. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing have the mounting yard covered.
For more on Cab Saddle Up Sundays, visit gocountryracing.com.au.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. For more than 20 years, they've been the source of official NRL watches and rings, and they've been designing and making the grand final ring with passion for the last 17 years. So, if you want the official watch of your team, or if your business needs corporate gifts of distinction, if you're looking for an engagement or a wedding ring, or if you want jewellery remodelled or repaired, do what the NRL does. See Alan at Z&Z Westfield Hurstville or visit zandz.com.au. That's zedenzed.com.au.
Adrift is going to turn the corner in front. It's Adrift in front from Amicus. Fenway strides up on the outside into the straight. Adrift being joined by Fenway, the outside. Then Amicus. First Seal is still two lengths behind them as Fenway races to the lead and draws a length clear from Amicus. First Seal is giving chase now, but Fenway is a length clear from First Seal. Can she get there? Fenway's a half in front. First Seal is trying to level up. Fenway under the pump. First Seal is lunging but misses, and Fenway gets the money. Blake Shin. Fenway beat First Seal. Then Ballet Suite, Thunder Lady behind them from Slightly Sweet.
Well, sometimes, Jimmy, there's a delicious irony in sport, isn't there? And we saw that yesterday with Blake Shin. It was a very popular win and very popular amongst his colleagues, Jimmy. I was interviewing Blake afterwards, and to a man, the jockeys were filing out and congratulating him because it would have been tough to lose the ride on First Seal. But here he was 2 weeks later, beating First Seal on Fenway, and what was even more important, he did it for family, and he's been good enough to join us. Blake, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Jimmy, how are we going?
Terrific, and congratulations. And as I mentioned earlier, Blake, it's amazing how sport can can turn things around for you when you think you're at your darkest moment. All of a sudden, there you are, and probably one of your most satisfying wins, I dare say, yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt. It, as you say, it was very tough to lose a ride on first seal, and it's funny how things work out. And I really didn't believe that we could beat first seal yesterday, but you just keep powering on and hold your head high and work hard and. It was a fairy tale story to do it for my family. I can't believe it. And like you said, my colleagues and all the people around me, the support was just overwhelming. Really touched me. It was, something I can't describe it. It was amazing stuff.
Blake, how did John communicate the fact that you weren't going to ride first seal to you?
I rang him. Well, I actually got a phone call from John Sargent and told me that I'd lost the ride, or I might not be riding her actually.
Right.
And he was offering me the ride on Thunder Lady, and that was the first I'd heard about it, and so I rang John Thompson, and then he said, he's got some bad news for me. So that was how it come about, and told me the bad news. So I had to move on.
Yep.
And I had to, make a decision which horse I was going to ride, Thunder Lady or Fenway, because obviously my family wanted me to ride Fenway.
Yeah.
And, I made the decision to ride my family's horse.
And you also had to factor in, Blake, that if you rode yesterday, you were going to miss day one of the championships, where amongst your very good rides would have been English in a million-dollar race. So how tough was that call to make as well?
Look, it was, to be honest, it was very tough, but I just went with my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, it meant so much to my family that that I was going to be riding for them, and they just wanted me on this horse on this day, because they thought this horse was very good Fenway, and she hasn't had a lot of luck in her past couple of starts. But I knew that it was going to be an ask for her to win against a great crop of fillies. But I just thought I had to be there for him and give her every possible chance to show her best. And if she won or didn't win, it didn't matter to me. It was just being there on the day for them.
Mm.
You got a week off now, Blake. What are you going to do, mate? You got any plans?
Look, to be honest, I might have a couple of days off, but just rejuvenate the batteries a little bit.
Yeah,
we've still got. I'm missing one day of the championships, but I'll be back for a couple of other days. Back for two more days, the 11th and the 18th. So, we've still got to be, 110% for those days. And, I'll make sure I'll rest up and get prepared and ready for those days.
And what do you do to recharge the batteries? Do you have a pursuit and swim, go on holidays? What will you do?
Look, I haven't decided yet what I'm going to do.
Right.
I reckon I'll go away for 2 to 3 days. I'll definitely go away and relax a little bit. Generally, as jockeys, you don't really get holidays unless you get suspended. I've got 2 weeks off, so I'll use the time wisely and to my advantage. Go and do something to relax and. Like I said, recharge the batteries and come back fresh and bigger and stronger.
No, that's fair enough, Blake. Blake, could I ask you about Paul Nashay in the last? I know you can't ride him in the Doncaster, but, gee, he was impressive at 2,000 metres. Drops weight next week into a Doncaster over a mile. He's a hard-fit horse. Gay Waterhouse has got a winning formula when it comes to the Doncaster. Is this horse a live chance next week?
Yeah, I think he could be. Look, I wouldn't be underestimating him. Yes, he's going up to Group 1 company and probably a fair a fair big step from yesterday. But he did run in the Emirates, and I think he ran quite well from memory. Yep. But and his form in the spring was creditable. He's building, you know, into a, you know, into some really good form off the back of a great win yesterday, and his sprint was dynamic yesterday. I really like the horse. I think he's got a great future. He's hard, fit, gate, got a great record in the race, and you know, she's targeted the horse. She really thought, even prior to the race, that this was a Doncaster horse. So, you know, I think he could be a really sneaky, lightweight chance if he gets in.
Pornichet, $15 at tab.com.au for the Doncaster Mile, which, of course, is next Saturday out there at Royal Randwick. Blake, you're always great with your time on a Sunday morning. Congratulations on the two wins yesterday. Enjoy that little bit of time off, and no doubt we'll be speaking soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Blake.
Bye-bye.
Blake Sheen there, a couple of winners, including a really emotional one, as you mentioned, Ray, on Fenway, exactly, for his family, which is great.
And just quickly, Jimmy, John O'Shea, James McDonald and Blake Sheen will all be on Racing Retro at 9 a.m. and you can hear that on Sky Sports Radio or watch, of course, live on Sky Racing.
Yeah, and right now you can hear Andy Pascalides. He is Sky Sports Radio's Mr. Football, talking about what's coming up in the world of football, indeed what's happened. Morning to you, Andy.
Good morning, gents. How are we?
Yeah,
morning,
really well. I tell you what, he's pretty hard to please, Kevin Muscat, isn't he? 2-1, they had the win. Incredible goals from Finkler, but he still wasn't very happy.
Yeah, cranky pants. they named the team of the century, and of course he was in that team of the century for the Melbourne victory. And they're only a point adrift of Wellington Phoenix, and it's a real ding-dong battle, isn't it?
Sorry, Andy, they named the Melbourne victory team of the century.
Yeah.
They've been going for 10 years.
Sorry, team of the decade.
Right. Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Sunday morning blues. Team of the decade.
Okay.
Team of the decade, yeah. Oh, look, you know, Melbourne Victory are missing 5 players on international duty and Costa Barbaros is injured. So, you know, we talked about it, I think, on Friday, the Punting Club and BSB. And, you know, the concern for him was the depth of the bench. And, you know, guys like Finkler can deliver those two sorts of cracking goals. Fantastic outcome for the victory. And a bit disappointed for the Mariners, to be quite honest with you. I thought they deserved a bit more out of that in front of just over 18,000.
Yeah, no, exactly. Andy, Melbourne Victory going well, but so are Melbourne City. They're having a bit of a breakout season this season, City, and they're up to 33 points now after that 1-0 win over the Roar.
Absolutely huge now. Mm. The 8-point buffer on the Brisbane Roar. Brisbane do have a game in hand, but it's just crucial time for, you know, the most, let's be honest, they're backed by the most financial club and you know, franchise group in the world.
Yeah.
They have to be in the top six. It's funny, isn't it? We don't hear too much talk about pressure on their coach, but I tell you what, if he doesn't make the six, I think Van Skip will be gone.
Mm. Oh, there'll be someone around the world that they could easily slide into that position, whether they've got the eye on him for a bigger job or whatever it happens to be. As you say, Andy, they're a massive organisation. Perth Glory, the Wanderers, that continue their poor form. But at least Perth, who somehow retained there or thereabouts on the ladder after, I think it's been a while since they've had a win.
Oh, 9 games.
Yeah.
And look, Josh Risden scored a bomb with a couple of minutes to go, top corner finish, just his second goal ever in the A-League. And I've got to say, when Popper looks back at the highlights and tries to understand how Labana Halici misses from a metre and a half in front of an open goal in the 66 at 1-1, and, you know, Karen Bullard, who has scored 5 goals in 5 appearances now, he rounds the keeper, open goal, on an angle slightly, but hits the post. These are chances that you have to take, particularly away from home. But it's been a tough week, let's be honest. They've had to play in Brisbane on Wednesday and busted the champions 4-1 and travelled to the other side of Australia and ended up losing last night.
They just can't seem to build any momentum, can they, in the A-League this year, the Wanderers? Today's games, Sydney FC versus Wellington Phoenix, massive game this, Andy.
Anyone watch it?
It is. I'm still going to stick with the draw. Would have been 3 out of 3 if Risden didn't score for me last night. And I'll tell you what, you know, I just can't nail it. My wild card for the weekend was out of the Euros, 4-1 for England, but it finished 4-0. So, look, I'm just going to stay on the draw. And Newcastle today against Adelaide, I think Adelaide will overcome them. Mm. There could be a scenario of a draw into Adelaide. But Adelaide dusted this side 7-0 on the 24th of January in Adelaide, and the Jets have only got the one home win this season in 10 starts.
Mm. And just on that, the Sydney FC game, of course, Mark Yanko is not playing. He was over in Austria.
He's gone to MCG, has he, to watch the cricket?
No, he's gone. Oh. He's played international, and he scored for Austria in the international.
So
his goal-scoring form continues overseas. Andy, 3 p.m. start time. It's tough with the World Cup on.
Hey, by the way, you're doing your homework there, Ray. I do apologise. Yesterday, I saw you in that Legends lunch.
Yeah, I waved you a couple of times, Andy, and I thought you were...
Oh, hang on,
me.
You brushed him.
Yeah.
I didn't brush him.
Oh.
I was just... I've got to tell you, I don't get out to the races that much. I ended up in Nick Moraitis' room, and I met Darren Pearce. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
I've got to tell you, you know, for those of us that don't get the opportunity to go out to the races, it's a fantastic day out.
Well done, Andy. They should get you on the marketing team. Good on you, Andy. I've been saying it for a long time, trying to convince Jimmy to come more often.
I got to work.
I mean, there's so many sporting people. I met Sammy. Is it Sammy Chamoom, the security guy, E-Group?
Yep.
He looks after all the footy. I see him all the time out at the different sporting events. But the Panthers were there. Luke Prittis, what a lovely man he is, and what he does for the foundation that he has for autism. Just the feel-good factor. Wherever you turn, there's a story to tell.
Absolutely.
That's great positive stuff.
No, it's good. Andy, fantastic update. We will do it again next Sunday.
And just to give you one clear one here at the moment, Bulgaria are leading Italy in Euro qualifiers 2-1, and Turkey are up 1-0 at the moment away in Holland. So some big games
it's
on
upset.
This morning.
Yeah.
All right, good on you, Andy. We'll speak next week.
Cheers, boys.
Thanks, Andy.
There he is, Andy Pascoli, Sky Sports Radio's Mr. Football. Sky Sports Radio's Mr. Zorba.
Mr. Rugby League. Yeah.
He's up next.
With daylight saving ending early April, Sky Sports Radio will start previewing key meetings earlier. From April 1, get your winners Wednesdays to Saturdays with previews for all the day's TAB meetings from 10:30 a.m. Monday and Tuesday mornings at 10:30, it's all the latest in greyhound and harness racing, followed by the day's racing previews. 7 days a week, your racing leader is Sky Sports Radio.
It's So Country 2015. All the hottest country tracks on one massive album featuring Florida Georgia Line. It's got 42 must-have hits with Lady Antebellum, Carrie Underwood. There's Keith Urban and Chris Young. Plus Brad Paisley, Miranda Lambert, and so much more. So Country 2015. It's got all you want.
When it comes to entertainment, fun and fabulous food, you can't beat Canterbury League Club. How's this for a premiership-winning dining lineup?
Check this out.
Flame Pizza and Grill, serving classic seafood platters through to mouth-watering steaks and ribs. The Banyan Brasserie for burgers, schnitzels, pasta and more. All for daily yum cha and a la carte dinner. There's Dynasty Chinese. And don't forget the indoor sports bar, where you can watch all NRL games while enjoying a pizza or snack. All this and more at Canterbury League Club, Bridge Road, Belmore.
Coco Joy are proud to bring you this week's edition of Zorba Zappers. At Coco Joy, we have everything coconut, water, milk, flour, oil and more. Here's Zorba.
Oh, he's on fire with his Coco Joy Zappers, I've got to say. But to start the segment this morning, I thought I'd read out an SMS that's come our way by one of Zorba's favourite listeners, actually. Big Don from Carlton. Good morning to you, Zorb.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Pete.
Big Don writes, "Gentlemen, as a rugby league child of the 1970s, season 2015 is providing me and many other rugby league fans with a beautiful and joyous experience, watching the total and utter capitulation of the Manly Sea Eagles, the ongoing board divisions, the public hatred between the teammates, their marquee players deserting a sinking ship, an increasingly shrill and isolated coach who is a dead man walking, 4 games, 3 losses, 13th place on the ladder and likely to fall further, no prospect of finishing in the top 8. Who knows? Perhaps a the takeover by the Central Coast Bears. Well, we can all dream. I'm so happy. I'm about to break into song. Oh, what a beautiful morning. That's from Big Don.
Welcome, Zorb. How about that for an uppercut, Pete?
Well, it's not a bad one. Don's used to losing. He's an expert at that. You know, it's Manly, the most successful team of the last decade. We've been out of the finals in 10 years, so Don would know all about missing out. So I hope he's enjoying his toast. This morning.
Jimmy, they're an amazing club. They're a resilient club, man.
They wouldn't
be riding them off after months. But Zorb, what is winning are your Zappers, Zorb?
Yeah, they certainly are, and that's good because it's all the money going to the Mental League. It's a great cause, and I'm thrilled to be having a good start of the season, and I'm confident we can continue that today. I think I've got three specials in the remaining three games.
All right, we'll get to those very shortly. Hey, Zorb, you would have loved on Friday they had a great function at the Eastern Suburbs Leagues Club. The Manor League put it on in conjunction with East Leagues Club for Russell Fairfax, who's had some bad health of late. And there was about 350 people in the room, all these blokes he used to play against and play with. It was a brilliant day.
Well, Jimmy, you know, we've seen it up close just to see, you know, people that have played our great game but have hit troubled times, and to have players that played against them and with them and just rally to the cause. Those of us, touch wood, that are lucky enough to be in decent health as we get on, to be able to, you know, just help the players that played our great game that aren't in that best of health. And Ferry was just such a mercurial player, switching from rugby to league at the time with his long flowing hair and got banned from his own Leeds club because of his hair and just the way he played. And then he went on to coach the Roosters and had a terrific career in the media as well, and just loved by everybody, Russell Fairfax.
Yes, absolutely. All right, who are your top five improvers for 2015?
Well, my top five improvers, and this goes to show you don't have to be a great player to be a great coach. He played three first grade games for South Sydney, Rick Stone.
Yeah.
He's back in charge of a side that's really the same that the super coach couldn't get going, Wayne Bennett. Last year, they're 4-4, only undefeated side after the first month. So, you know, they're the top improvers in the competition so far. I like the look of the Warriors. I think, you know, even though they hiccup early, I think they'll win today, and that'll make it 3-4 for them. I think they are improving in terms of consistency. Definitely the Eels after Friday night's lowering of South's colours.
Wow.
And, a great game, that. I loved every moment of it. And move over, Israel Folau. I think we've seen another Folau, John Folau, his younger brother. He was just unstoppable. What a giant of a young man.
Big boy.
I remember watching Izzy make his first grade debut against Manly in a trial up on the Sunshine Coast all those years ago, and I thought, wow, as a 17-year-old, where did this kid come from? Well, he's out of the same stock, this bloke, and he's something special. To replace Radrandra with this bloke is unbelievable.
Pete, what about the five clubs that you think are basically going backwards this early doors in the season?
Okay, the other side that I think are improving is West Tigers, despite the fact they got beaten on the weekend. On the slippery dip, well, the Sharks, the Cowboys, obviously the Sea Eagles are dipping. The Storm, I don't think, of what they were.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they've won 3 out of 4, Des Hazard's had his lucky beads out. I think the Bulldogs are slipping too. I think their big forwards are not having the impact they were. Other clubs are matching them there, and they don't have the back. So my five on the slippery dip are the Storm, the Seagulls, the Sharks, the Cowboys, and the Bulldogs. And on the improve, the Knights, the Warriors, the Eels, and the West Tigers.
And just on that, I was...
And the Raiders, even.
And the Raiders, yeah. I was just trying to think about the Bulldogs and thought, well, maybe it's a good sign that they're not playing well, because I thought Manly were the better side last Friday night, but maybe it's a good sign that they're not playing well, but they're still winning.
Yeah, they are, but I don't think they've got that aura about them that they had before.
Sure, sure.
I just don't think that they've got the potential in the back line to score those long-distance tries that they once did a couple of years ago.
Brett Morris?
Both Morris boys.
Yeah, well, they're obviously the linchpins in their back line. The halves at the moment not on fire.
No.
Nothing exciting about the way they're playing. I think they're pretty predictable, and I think that they'll come a cropper. But who knows? A long way to go.
Yeah.
I do love boys this week, the reduction in the interchange. I tipped it at the start of the year.
No, Zorba, in fairness to you, you've been talking about it. We've been talking about this for 3 years, four years, I reckon.
Yep. It had to happen. I'm glad they've taken notice of the panel that have really presented a good case to them. They've gone right through the junior ranks as well. You know, it's happening there. I think it's bye-bye boppers. I think that, you know, they're going to be, in the future, not so many in the game. It'll open up the game, 12-8 or 12-6. I don't care what it is, but I think it's going to be fantastic. And we'll see the brilliance of teams come out late in the second half in games. And players that can play in the middle for 80 minutes are going to be invaluable rather than the big front rowers that put their hand up after 10.
Yep.
It looks like the NRL is going the right way with the interchange rule, Saul, but the concussion issue, they haven't got this right, have they?
Well, I haven't yet, but I'd rather err on the side of safety for the players than the other way. And I know it's causing some angst at the moment. I mean, last night in Wollongong, Dr. Paul Broomfield, who's a good mate of mine, he's the boss of the league doctors now. He spent a lot of time at Manly. He's a brilliant doctor. I just know as football manager or media manager, I'd go to him during a game if a player went off, and he would diagnose them to the week. He'd say he's out for 5, Zorb, or he's out for 6. And that's what they'd be out with the injury that he diagnosed. Now, under him, at his understudy at Manly was Dr. Thomas Gann, who last night took Cherry Evans out of the game, and it was interesting that Dr. Paul Bloomfield was there. Well, I think his presence at matches is, as Jeff Toovey has indicated, having something to do with what the doctors are doing at those games that he's at.
Right.
You know, having your boss there is obviously daunting.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be good in the long run for the game. I'm happy that they're erring on the side of caution.
No, I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. Righto, let's get to your Zapper today. $50 courtesy of tab.com.au and all money's raised going to the men of league, as you mentioned. Warriors, Brisbane?
I'm going Warriors.
At the line?
All up. Roosters at the line against the Raiders.
Ooh, 15.5.
Yeah. And all up tomorrow, the Cowboys at the line against the Storm. They're my special of the weekend.
Oh.
Cowboys have bounced back.
Okay, Warriors minus 2.5, that's $2. Up to into the Roosters minus 15.5 at $1.80. Into the Cowboys minus 1.5 at $2. That'll be your Zapper for this week.
It will be. And, boys, you don't have to be a great player to be a great coach. Trent Robinson, four games first grade. Michael Maguire, 17. Rick Stone, what a job he's done at Newcastle. 3 first grade games for South Sydney.
It's a very good point you make, Zorb. Very good point. Well, good on you, mate.
Expect?
What's that?
What did you expect?
I'm not. And, by the way, Don sends his best.
Don. Great name for a former great batsman. Don is the new Derek.
Good on you, Zorb. Have a great Sunday, mate.
See you, boys.
See you, Pete.
There he is, Zorba, Peter Peters. And if you want that Zapper, we'll repeat it again a little bit later. We might even tweet it out. Hamish, panel operator / tweeter person, we'll tweet that out. A break, and then, of course, we're back with the ZNZ quiz. Raymond, you lead 3-1.
3-1 at the moment, Jimmy.
13:53:53 for your chance to win a watch in the team colours of your choice. Call now. 13:53:53 for the ZNZ quiz.
Here's a thought for anyone renovating or building a new home.
Take a closer look at your design.
Visually, what do you think is the single most important purchase you'll make when building or renovating your home?
Windows and doors, of course.
You look through them every day. Make sure you don't look past them. They bring in light, airflow, and can assist with heating and cooling your home. Pretty important, I'd say. Wideline Windows and Doors have been manufacturing aluminium and timber windows and doors for over 40 years.
Make sure you take a closer look.
Showrooms in Parramatta, Tuggerah, and the brand new showroom in Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
If you're building a house, you'll want the highest quality lintels at the lowest possible price. For concrete lintels, galvanised steel lintels, render mesh bars, T-bars and other steel building products, the Builders Steel Direct team can't and won't be beaten on price or service. Next day delivery is guaranteed. For the best lintels, T-bars, render mesh and arch bars at unbeatable low prices, check out builderssteeldirect.com.au or call Builders Steel Direct, the lintel specialists. 9623 8584.
With all the goss on your sport, and your team, you're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
All right, time now for the ZNZ quiz. Check them out online, znz.com.au. That's znz.com.au. Now, you lead 3-1 at this point.
It's 3-1. Right? Do you want to go first, Jimmy?
Or? Just to clarify, it's no reflection of the knowledge of either of us. It's just
it's a
lucky dip. Yeah, of course it is.
Good callers so far. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, right. Okay. I'll go with Pete at Strathfield. G'day, Pete.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, very well, mate. I need you to do well here, please.
So do I.
Good luck, Pete.
All right, here we go. Which team do the Cowboys play in the NRL tomorrow night?
Melbourne Storm.
Oh, that was a... Did you hear that little ting?
Yeah, fly.
There you go. One from one, Pete. Yep. Well done. Who won the Sheffield Shield final in Hobart earlier this week? Victoria, Western Australia or Tasmania?
Western Australia.
Oh, they were in it, but they didn't win it. Victoria were the winners. Question three. Who scored Australia's first goal in their football friendly with Germany on Thursday morning? Was it Mile Jednak, James Troisi or Nathan Burns?
James Troisi.
Well done, Pete.
Well done. Good on you, Pete. All right, two from three. Over to you, Raymond.
Okay, Rodney, good morning.
Good morning, Rod.
Okay, Rodney, you need 2 to tie, 3 to win, so the best of luck.
Okay.
Who does Newcastle play in the A-League today? Adelaide, Sydney or Wellington?
Adelaide.
Okay, it's one for one, Rodney. Well done. Okay, here we go. Who do the Swans play in the opening round of the AFL next weekend?
It's them Bombers.
Oh, well done.
Oh,
settle
down.
You know
what
the
about
AFL,
the,
Rod?
What about
well
the options, Rodney?
He was flying.
The options.
Good luck, Rodney. Okay, this is for the win, Rod. Good luck. Which NBA team does Aussie Andrew Bogut play for? Milwaukee, Golden State or Utah?
Golden State.
Well done,
it's
Rodney.
A
well done, Rodney. You've cleaned up 3-0. Terrific. That makes it 4-1, Jimmy.
4-1. Hey, Rodney.
What's your club, Rod? Yeah.
I go for the Roosters.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go, Jimmy. You've had
somehow
a win.
We can have a win there. Are you going to the game today, Rodney?
Yep. Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. There you go. They'll cover that start. No problem, mate.
Yeah, I heard it's all right, yeah.
All right, mate, you stay on the line, Rodney. We will get your details. We will send you out a ZNZ watch in the colours of red, white and blue for the Sydney
You're
Roosters.
Breaking the song again, aren't you, Jimmy? Yeah.
Just about to. 1353 53, the open line. Number time now to speak to Anthony Gaffer from bloodstockauction.com.
Yeah, Anthony, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, terrific, Anthony. And, look, I hope all's well. Anthony, the final countdown to the auction on the 7th of April. How many lots are you expecting to have in the next catalogue?
Yeah, look, we're going good with this auction. I think we're up to about 60 now, so we're probably going to have close to 70, which is going to be our biggest number to date.
Yeah, fantastic. Terrific. Now, how does it work? We've got the 5 days of bids that you're allowed to put on in the lead-up to the auction closing. How does it go, Anthony? Do people make bids throughout the course of that 5 days, or is there a flurry at the end?
Yeah, look, mate, basically now the day, or when we first started, I shouldn't say back in the day because we haven't been going for that long, but, yeah, originally it was people were getting used to the system and they were all being placed, you know, 3-4 days prior, but now, no, people are getting comfortable with the system and they are placing the bid just in the last, say, 60 seconds and they are, we are seeing the some nice competitiveness there and people buying horses and the extension of time, which is the soft close. Yeah, it's really going to work now. So, it's good. It's quite exciting.
Yeah, exactly. Anthony, if you want to become a member, how do you go about that? And I guess the big question, what are the costs involved?
Yeah, look, the membership is quite easy. What happens is you just jump online there and there's a one of the main links there where it says become a member. You go into there and it asks you a few simple questions and then it asks you to verify your phone number and your email. So there's a little system in place there where we verify a few things just to ensure that you are a real person. And membership is for free. We don't charge for membership. We're trying to encourage everyone to get behind the system. So, no, definitely, membership's free.
And selling a racehorse on bloodstockauction.com is no different to selling a cot on eBay or whatever it is. The better the photos, the better it sells. Is that right, Anthony?
Yeah, look, you hit the nail on the head there. Look, it's one of those things, you know, we have obviously Arion pedigree pages there. People can see the history of the horse, its racing, its family and everything like that. But at the end of the day, if you've got a terrible photo with a horse, you know, you can't see the image of the horse probably or its front legs. People aren't confident in bidding, you know, and there's also the option to upload videos. And it doesn't cost anything, so to upload the extra video. So it all obviously it makes sense to ensure that the videos and the photos are all there, yeah?
And Anthony, the horse transporters, you've got an affiliation with them. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, look, the horse transporter has been a nice little tool, actually. What happens there, you punch in the origin and the destination of where this horse needs to go.
Yep.
So obviously when you're checking out the horse, it is an option there that you can jump on horse transporter and you punch in the origin and the destination, and then horse transport companies get online and they quote your work. So pretty much instantly you're getting quotes just like last minute or what if those other sites where you're looking for competitive quotes and you don't want to ring around. Well, the beauty of horse transport, that does all that for you.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now, insurance, can you take that out at the fall of the hammer? Is there anyone that you guys recommend from that point of view?
Yeah, look, we have we have Logan's Bloodstock on board there where, you can just take out mortality insurance for a week or cover it in that period, or you can take out a full-term insurance cover there. So, yeah, Logan Bloodstock there are on board, and so anyone needing to take insurance to cover their horse is definitely the option is there at checkout as well.
And that's all over the website as well?
Exactly right.
Okay, fantastic. Right. Bloodstockauction.com is the website. It's a fantastic idea. We're looking forward to this April 7th. The next catalogue that's when it closes. But remember, you can bid 5 days leading up to that. Anthony, great chatting. We'll do it again next week.
Good on you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Gaffer there from bloodstockauction.com. 1353 is the open line number. We've talked a lot of rugby league this morning. We've talked a lot of racing, but apparently there's a game of cricket on down in Melbourne,
Ray. Massive game, Jimmy. I'm nervous. Are you nervous?
How many World Cups has Australia won? They're looking to win their fifth.
Yep.
Right.
And I think these two countries... Oh, no, that was India, sorry. New Zealand had 6 times in the semi-final.
Six
they hadn't
times,
got through,
yeah.
And this is their first final, and they do tend to play pretty well against us, but who are you tipping, Jim? You haven't given us a tip yet.
Very early, right? I wait till 9 o'clock to give you a tip.
Yeah, whole people and
like they're going to change what they're doing.
Adrian might have a tip, though.
Oh, I've got no doubt Adrian's got a tip. You know, Adrian joined Twitter this week?
He's in the Twitter world
He's in the Twitter world, yeah. Morning, Adrian.
Yeah, g'day, Jimmy. It was only because of popular demand.
Good on you, Adrian.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now I'm sort of like very popular, but anyway, that's okay. But I'm also modest.
Well done.
No, but just before I talk about the cricket, just on Zorba's appraisal of Canterbury. Look, I do agree with him because they've got much improvement in them. But to two players, and one's a back that he has missed out. I mean, Curtis Rona. He was excellent on a Friday.
Mm.
And that pass he popped up for Josh Morris to finally get him over the trial line was brilliant. And T-Rex played strong.
He did actually.
Well, he's a guy that Laurie Daly's looking at pretty closely. I've got to say, I'm impressed with Moses Mbai. I thought some of the things that he's done has been pretty good too. He's very inexperienced at that level.
Good little player.
Yeah, 100%. That's why, you know, Wallace, we've got a long, long way to go. I've got a lot of hope there for Canterbury. As I said, Rona was excellent. Now, just on the cricket,
yes.
I mean, if I'm going to go into battle, I want to go into battle with Brendan McCullum.
He can play, can't he? Gee.
But just his demeanour and the South Africa New Zealand game.
Oh,
you know,
as good as you'll see.
Humble winners, gracious losers. That was just an enormous.
Actually, that came out, didn't it, Adrian, after the game? And to watch Elliot walk up to Dale Steyn, who was prone on the pitch, he just smacked him for six and he put his hand out.
What an advertisement for cricket and for sport, and you'd hope other countries would adopt that. Now, what percentage of the population on the planet would have announced their retirement after the post-World Cup final?
99.98.
Well, I actually was.
Is that you put on Twitter?
Well, 99.8, yeah.
Oh, right,
You know, it's just, you know, why would you make it about yourself? You know, if would you see Kumar Sinclair or Brendan McCullum do that? They wouldn't do it. Look, I don't know whether New Zealand's got any hope. If you listen, you know, Michael Slater reckons they'll get flogged, he said on Friday. You know, David Warner rates himself a better batter than AB de Villiers, and those, you know, serious. Like, Australia's got an excellent team, and they'll have the support of people that have backed them, and those that endorse arrogance.
No, all right, Adrian. Well, everyone, or not everyone, a lot of people will be watching come 2:30 this afternoon at the MCG, and no doubt you'll be one of those as well. 1353 53 is the open line number. Let's go to Sava. G'day, Sava.
Jim.
Yeah, good morning, Sava.
Now, earlier, Jim, you referred to that game of South Africa and New Zealand at Eden Park.
Yeah.
Now, I might be getting old and funny, but I reckon that was the best camera work I've ever seen in a sporting event.
Hmm.
I considered the run out by de Villiers and how they showed, I'd say that 99.8% of people would have said he was out.
Yes.
Hmm. And the way that camera, but admittedly they can have the cameras trained on the stumps all the time. It's different for a try in rugby league or union than it's everywhere.
Yeah.
But the way that was put over, I was just knocked out by it.
That's a very good point, Sarah. Yeah.
And the photography in Eden Park looked a picture. I can always remember it playing football, and that it was a quagmire.
It was, yeah.
It was beautiful.
Now, I tell you what, Sarah, there's been a lot of knockers of one-day cricket. I think this tournament's been fantastic, but as a spectacle, that was as good a sport as you'll see Tuesday.
Brilliant. Well, Adrian referred to it, and I get so cranky in rugby league and cricket of the blokes running in and jumping all over the blokes and soccer. Like, Jim, you've played football, as I have, and you're gasping for breath a lot of times, and these blokes come and jump on you.
Adrenaline's
charged. It's amazing what a bit of emotion and a bit of adrenaline can do, Sava.
They want to get into the photo, mate. Now, just quickly on race crowds. Just quickly on race cars,
yep.
I watch Channel 7 coverage every Saturday afternoon. It is absolutely a knockout.
Yeah.
And you see them in the mounting yard, you see them run to the barriers, you see them going into the barriers, you see the start, and you see the race, and now they've got jockey cam. Like, honestly, that's where the crowds are going, and it's because the TV coverage.
They're still
is so
watching,
good.
Aren't they, Sever? They're still watching. So.
What's it, mate?
They're still watching the races, that's the thing, and they're still betting.
Love watching races, and I don't bet, but I love the racing industry.
Good on you, Sav. Yeah, we appreciate you watching as well. 1353, be better if you watch Thoroughbred Central, but anyway, we understand if you don't have pay television. 1353 53, the open line number. Time now to get today's scratching, so good morning to you, Tanya.
Thanks, Jimmy, and good morning to you. Country Championships wildcard day at Muswellbrook, where the weather is fine, the track is a good 3, the rail is true, the first race is at 12:33, and there are 19 scratchings. Out of the first take, number 6, We Est, number 6. Race 2, number 13, Pure Tango, and 14, Quint Australis, 13 and 14. Race 3, take out 15, How Good Is This, 15 from race 3. Out of the fourth, number 1, Slade Amigos, 7, Bolivian Dash, and 11, Azalin, 1, 7 and 11. Go to race 6, take out 1, Who's Next, 3, Uncle Sugar, 4, Top Mast, 9, Jaja Malu, and 10, Shamalad, 1, 3, 4, 9 and 10. Out of race 7, number 2, Double Halo, 4, Youthful King, and 7, Captain Scott, 2, 4 and 7. Race 8, take out 7, Hello Schumann, 14, Knights on Fire, 17, Cash Spinner, and 18, Keep A Coming, 7, 14, 17 and 18, and race 9 is clear. To Wellington, where the weather is fine, the track is a good 3, the rail is true, the first race is at 1:23 and there are 23 scratchings. Race 1, take out 13, Natural Foe, and 14, Overcast, 13 and 14. Race 2, number 6, House Rules, 9, Track Talk, and 10, With Care, 6, 9 and 10. Out of the third, take 11, Pixie Gaze, 16, Brave J, 17, Chatby Star, and 18, Good Mix, 11, 16, 17 and 18. Race 4, number 11, Old Mate Shove, and 14, Over in Killarney, 11 and 14. Race 5, take out 5, Dantane's Spirit, 5 from 5. Race 6, number 7, Half Penny Gate, 8, Uncle Sugar, and 9, Sambora, 7, 8, 9. Race 7, take out 1, Beau Tirage, 4, Take Down, and 8, Diamond Kaz, 1, 4, and 8. And out of the last, race 8, take 2, Texan Lad, 6 Hot Rhythm, 15 Kenny Winsome, 16 Lane and 17 Run Cannon Run, 2, 6, 15, 16, and 17. And Ray, it's a schmozzle. No, not this show. That's your tip for Muscle Brook today.
People might say it's a show 10 years.
Well,
I think it's a schmozzle can win the wild card, Jimmy.
Right.
And the best bet of the day at Muscle Brook today, race 4, number 5, Shivadali. Very nice horse.
It's
a schmozzle. You're about $3, I think.
Okay.
It's a schmozzle, race 8, number 4, in the wild card. And at Wellington, the Wellington boot.
Yeah. Who did Miracle like here? He had a tip there that he didn't leave with us, did he?
Yeah, Racy, yeah, which is my tip as well. In
oh, right. Oh,
yeah, Gary Portelli trains. Race
okay.
7, number 6, Racy. Transcript should win the first, might be too short, so wait for Racy in the Wellington boot, Jimmy.
Dean Ritchie, Peter Sterling, Stuart Clark, Beau Scott, all coming up in the next hour as well. We'll have Trent Lanskill from the Tab. We'll have Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons, and Tanya will be back in to give us another update. So we've got a very, very busy hour. Next up, we'll have to get our skates on, Raymond. But looking forward to speaking to Peter Sterling. You saw him yesterday out at the races.
Hope you backed a few winners.
Yeah, let's hope so. We'll hear from him.
Sky Sports Radio News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
Macquarie National News at 8. Showers today, tops of 27 degrees. Good morning, I'm Gemma Bath. Premier Mike Baird and the Coalition have secured a second term in New South Wales after recording a comfortable victory in the state election.
The reason I love this state is because of its people. And friends, tonight they have chosen hope over fear. Yeah!
The federal foreign minister believes the victory shows the public is ready for reform. The Baird government has been re-elected despite its controversial plan to lease 49% of electricity assets. Julie Bishop says the result proves voters understand the need for change.
I think it does underscore what we've been seeking to do, and that is explain to the Australian people that reforms are necessary. That's what our intergenerational report is all about, showing how Australia was on the wrong path under Labor.
In conceding defeat, opposition leader Luke Foley says Labor is now set up for the future. Matthew Wolfrey has details.
It might not have been the dream ending Luke Foley was hoping for, but he was humble in his defeat to Premier Mike Baird.
He's a formidable and an honourable opponent.
The opposition leader also choosing to look at the silver lining from the election loss. The party's gone from 20 seats to more than 30, winning back at least 14 electorates. Mr Foley used his concession speech to highlight the turnaround from Labor's landslide defeat in 2011 and look to the future.
The next election, friends, is now winnable for Labor.
Matthew Wolfrey, Macquarie National News.
Working mums and double-income families are among the hardest hit by the problem of tax creep. The Telegraph reports half of all Australian workers will be pushed into the top two tax brackets over the next decade. A major report into the tax system warns the issue can reduce the incentives to work. A teenager has been charged with stabbing another teen in Fairfield. The 17-year-old has serious injuries after being knifed several times in the back and stomach. The 18-year-old alleged offender has spent the night behind bars. Expectant women will be able to get the whooping cough vaccine for free as of this Wednesday. The booster will be offered to women who are between 28 and 32 weeks pregnant. It's considered the best protection for newborn babies, but can cost up to $200. A skydiver has died in a Gold Coast hospital a day after a tragic parachuting accident which instantly killed his jump partner. And problems with new technology have forced a 24-hour extension to the presidential election in Nigeria. In sport, Newcastle remains unbeaten so far this NRL season after their 26-14 win over Penrith at Hunter Stadium. The Knights scored 3 unanswered tries in 10 minutes, leaving the Panthers scrambling for points. Coach Rick Stone says they started well.
That first 20 minutes really set up our game. Played nice and direct and ran the footy with plenty of purpose, good support, bit of variation.
The Sharks are still without a win this season after their 24-22 loss to the Titans, while Manly's woes continue after their 12-4 loss to the Dragons. Today's Cricket World Cup final between co-hosts Australia and New Zealand is being described as the dream decider. The two trans-Tasman rivals will do battle for the trophy in front of a sell-out crowd at the MCG. Black Caps captain Brendan McCullum says it has the makings of a classic.
100,000 people in Australia's backyard, Melbourne Cricket Ground, the history and the traditions and the Coliseum with which it is, against a very good Australian team.
Bernard Foley has booted two penalty goals to help the Waratahs to a 23-11 point win over the Blues in the Super Rugby. In earlier games, the Chiefs downed the Cheetahs 37-27 and the Highlanders beat the Stormers 39-21. And defender Josh Risden has become the saviour for Perth Glory, scoring in the final 2 minutes to beat Western Sydney 3-2 in the A-League. This is Macquarie National News. It's 8:04.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
Want to start working in the rail industry? First get your Rail Industry Safety Induction card. Go to rizzy.com.au and kickstart your career in rail.
And the Horsley drive through towards the M7. Take it easy with some glass spilled onto the roadway. Cecil Hills further to the south. A two-car accident. Elizabeth Drive between the M7 Cow Pasture Road. Rockdale, Bay Street and George Street. Lights flashing yellow. A crane working in the city till 9 o'clock this morning along Pitt Street. And further afield, if you're on the south coast with us, at Batemans Bay Beach Road and Glenella Road, the Challenge Batemans Bay Triathlon. Police directing traffic and the lights flashing yellow in the area. And Telstra is upping the data for business essential customers who joined before March 3 and you don't have to do or pay anything to get it. It's one small way Telstra is helping business owners. That's the latest traffic, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Today's sports report brought to you by Builders Steel Direct, the lintel specialist. Best lintels, T-bars and arch bars at best prices. Builderssteeldirect.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy today, tops of 25 degrees on the coast and 27 in the west. A shower or two and possible storm tomorrow. Right now in town, it's 15 degrees, 4 below average. 12 at Bankstown, 11 Campbelltown, 14 Gosford and Richmond, 15 Penrith, 10 at Katoomba.
These days, it's okay to be a little crazy. Coco Joy is crazy about all things coconut and about bringing the joy back into everyday life. Coco Joy's range of products include Coco Joy coconut milk. It really packs a punch in classic chocolate, coffee and banana flavours without the dairy, and it's gluten, soy and lactose free. Then there's Coco Joy 100% coconut water and Coco Joy Kids. Bring back the joy with Coco Joy at a store near you or online at cocojoy.com.
With Australia hosting the Cricket World Cup in our own backyard, we're celebrating with a sensational high bat special. Simply back any player in the high bat market during the Cricket World Cup. And if your batsman scores 50 or more but doesn't top score, we'll give you your money back. That's right, we will give you cash back uncapped. Get on at your local tab, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
It's So Country 2015. All the hottest country tracks on one massive album featuring Florida Georgia Line. It's got 42 must-have hits with Lady Antebellum, Carrie Underwood. There's Keith Urban and Chris Young. Plus Brad Paisley, Miranda Lambert, and so much more. So Country 2015, it's got all you want.
Peter Beakey throws the dummy, gets rid of one. With the answer, clear run to the ball.
Shallow to Curling, Kennedy! To delirium in Sydney! Australia have done it! Brazil, here we come!
On Sky Sports Radio, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Chock full of sporting news and views from around the country and around the world. Plus, have your say. Here's Ray Thomas and Jimmy Smith.
This is the final hour of the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. It is a massive hour coming up. Dean Bulldog Ritchie with all the latest on rugby league. Peter Stirling, the legend, the icon. We'll have a chat to Stirling. No doubt very happy with the way his Eels are performing after that win on Friday night, Raymond. Stewie Clark for this big Cricket World Cup match. I think everyone's starting to get a little nervous now. I wonder if the players are getting nervous. Trent Lanskill from TAB. We'll have an update from Tanya. Bo Scott, who'd have thought? Newcastle Knights, four from four, undefeated, alone at the top of the table. And we'll have a chat with Scotty Foster as well. 13:53, 53 is the open line number. We'll be taking your calls where we can, but people getting in contact with the program via the SMS, Raymond, if you would like to do that, 0419-SMS-BSB. That's 0419-767-272.
Yeah, and a few SMSs are flooding here in, Jimmy. Morning, gents and Adrian. You don't think Michael Clark was trying to take some pressure off his team? He puts himself there as a target for misguided fools like you and I, Jimmy, to look after his men. Clark has shown his great capacity to lead. He's equal to that of his quality as a man this season. He is a great leader, and he has got great results for Australia. So they're through to the World Cup final, Jimmy, and this could be his crowning moment as an ODI player.
No name on that one, but then you get this one.
Yep.
What about Daniel Vettori? This will be his last game of cricket, full stop. We're not hearing anything about that. Well done, Adrian. That's from the Windsor Warrior.
Yeah, so he's a great player, Daniel Vettori, isn't he? Yeah, great player.
It's split opinions again, but it's going to be a classic matchup today. Australian heavily favoured to win it, but a lot of people talking about the size of the ground and what impact that's going to have after they've been coming off the small grounds of New Zealand. We'll ask Stewie Clark all of that. But right now, mate, we've got to do this.
This Rugby League Report with Dean Bulldog Ritchie.